We are on the bottom of Lamed Beis, the Mishnah. Okay, this Mishnah is going to go through the various Torah readings for the different holidays that come up throughout the Jewish year. B'Pesach, Korin B'Parshas Mo'ados Shel Toras Kohanim. You read the Parsha that talks about the Yomim Tovim in Toras Kohanim, which is Sefer Vayikra, which we had last week. B'Atzeres, Atzeres is Shavuos, we read the Torah reading Shiva Shavuot, 7 weeks. Rosh Hashanah, we read B'Chodesh HaShvi'i B'Chad HaChodesh, the seventh month, the first day of the month, which is Rosh Hashanah, because the Torah starts, Torah counts from Nisan. B'Yom HaKippurim, you read Acharimos, that was the Parsha 2 weeks ago. B'Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, whenever it says Chag and doesn't say more than that, it's referring to Sukkot. Also, you read Korin B'Parshas Mo'ad L'Shevetoras Kohanim. You read the Parsha that talks about the Yom Tovim and Sefer Vayikra. U'Bishar Kol Yom Osachag, all the other days of Sukkot. Interesting to note, it doesn't talk about the other days of Pesach, but the other days of Sukkot, the Korban Osachag. They talk about the, every day you read the Korban of that day. Every day was a different Korban on Sukkot, as opposed to Pesach, where every day Chol HaMoed had the same Korban. Bechanukah we read the Nesiyim, Parshas Naso, Bapurim we read from Vayavo Amalek, Rosh Chodashim we read Uvarosh Echad Shechem, but Ma'amados, again, is the Jews had a, they took turns, twice a year, 2 weeks a year, basically getting taken off from work, get together, sit in shul, fast, and daven that the Karbanos should be accepted. Some Jews were actually in the Beis HaMikdash, perhaps, Jews were in the Beis HaMikdash, by the Karban and in various local Orthodox synagogues, davening that the Karbanos should be accepted. And they would read from Maisa Bereshis, and the Gemara will discuss that Karbanos uphold the world. The Ta'anios, on fast days, we read from the Brachos Uklalos. That's the only thing that we don't actually do. We don't pass like that. We read Vayechav. Look at the Tap Rashi Laman Aleph Amen Aleph. A little bit of a hardcore Jewish idea that's not necessarily so popular. Brachos Uklalos De'im B'chukosai, from this week's Parsha, right? This week is Bahar B'chukosai. So the Brachos and the Kolos of the two Tochachas in the Torah, one is in Kisavo at the end of Dvarim, and one is at the end of Vayikra. So the one that the Mishnah says should be read on Tanios, even though we don't pass it like that, is the Brachos and Kolos from B'chukosai. Lahodia, to inform us, Shel Iske Hacheit Ba'a Pur'anut, troubles come because of our averas. La'olam. That's why troubles come to the world, because of our averas. And when we read the brachos and the klalos, v'yachzur v'tshuva, so the Jews will come to do tshuva. V'yinatzlu mitzara she'im mitanin aleha, and then they will be saved from the trouble that they are fasting for. Okay, that is an idea that comes up over and over and over throughout Tanakh, that averas bring troubles. It's not a popular idea, but that's what comes out of the Bible. Okay, right there. A mafsikim beklalos, we do not make an aliyah in the middle of the klalos of the tochacha. Ela echad koreas kulon, one person reads the entire tochacha, one aliyah. B'sheni v'chamishi b'shabes, b'sheni u'v'chamishi, b'shabes v'mincha, the right Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha, Korin Kesidron. We read from the regular Parshas HaShavua. The Ein Olim Lahen Min HaCheshbon, but it doesn't count towards the Cheshbon. That means that Shabbos we read the whole Parsha this week, next Shabbos we read the whole Parsha. It happens to be in the middle of the week, we read one Aliyah, Mondays and Thursdays, but it doesn't take away from the fact, we don't therefore say, well, we already read this on Monday and Thursday, so let's just start from the second Aliyah, the third Aliyah, the fourth Aliyah, right? We always read the first Aliyah. When we have one Aliyah, we take the first Aliyah, split it into three Aliyahs, right? We read Rishon, unless it's a tiny Parsha and you can't do that, and then Shabbos comes, we read it again. Ain olden la min cheshbon means it doesn't get taken out of the cheshbon, the calculation of the of what you're reading the next Shabbos. Shneamar. Now this Shneamar is going back on the entire Mishnah. Basically, why are we reading these various things for the different holidays? Vaydaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael mitzvatam. The mitzvah issue koring kol echav echav bizmano. The mitzvah is that on various holidays we read in Yana Diyoma, whatever is relevant to that day. That's what we read. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we have a brisa, a large brisa. Now the Braisa is going to get interrupted in the middle, but basically the whole page is a Braisa discussing what we read on holidays. Tanravan, bePesach, like the Mishnah said, Korim beParshas Mo'ados, we read from the Parshas Mo'ados in Sefer VaYikra, uMaftirin bePesach Gilgal, and we read about the Pesach Gilgal in Sefer Yoshua. That's the Haftorah. The Ha'idna nowadays in Chutz La'aretz, the Ikatre Yumi, we have 2 days. First day of Pesach is now 2 days of Pesach. Yumakama bePesach Gilgal, the first day the Haftorah is on Pesach Gilgal. Ulumachar bePesach Yoshiyahu, they have a different Haftorah, the Korban Pesach, Pesach regard with Yoshiyahu HaMelech. Hushai Mosa Pesach, and other days of Pesach, this was not mentioned in the Mishnah, Milaket, we gather, Vikorim in Yonosh HaPesach, we gather from all over Chumash, the different parshios that talk about Pesach, and we read them. Mahi, what is it exactly that you're reading? Amar Papa, Mapu Simin, Rapapa says that the Siman, to know what you read on Chalamot Pesach, is Mapu. What's Mapu? Rashi tells us, the Mem stands for Mishchu ukhu lachem tzon. You see Rashi, Ushar, talking about the Pesach Simin Mapu? First one line is Ushar. It's part of the Dibur Maskil. So, Mem Aleph Pei Vav. Mishchu ukhu lachem tzon. Im kesef tavei atami psalucha avayidaber. Yom Tov ha'achrot of Pesach, last day of Pesach, Korim ha'i b'shalach, read b'shalach, because that's when Kriyas Yamsuf happened. U'maftirin v'ayidaber David. Ulumachar, the next day, which is Yom Tov Sheni Shav Golias, Kol HaBachor, Umaftirin, Orayom. Amar Abaye Vayidna, nowadays, Nohog Alma Lemikri, the minig is to read the following. Meshach, Torah, Kaddish B'Kaspa, Psal B'Madbara, Shlach, Bukhro. Each one of these words represents a different parsha in the Torah that's read on the different days of Pesach.
Where does that start?
Lemikri is to read the following. Meshach stands for Mishchu Ukhu Lachem. Tura is the shore, that stands for the Parsha Shoro Kesef O'ez. Kadesh stands for Kadesh Nikol B'chor. Kaspa stands for Im Kesef Tavet Ami. Psal is Tzalecha. B'madbara is Vaidabar Hashem Amoshe B'midbar Sinai. Shlach is B'shalach. And Bukhra is Kol HaBukhor. Okay, each one represents a different Torah reading in the Chumash that relates to Pesach. You open up the Art Scroll Seder, you look in the back, it says Kriyas HaTorah for Chol Moed Pesach, and you'll see it all laid out there, very nice and smooth. Ba'atzeres, on Shavuos, we read Shiva Shavuos, U'maftirin b'chabakuk. Acherim omrim, others say, you read b'chodesh ha'shlishi, U'maftirin b'merkava, the Ma'aser Merkava, the beginning of Yechezkel. Ba'inna, nowadays, Dikitrayomi, we have 2 days of Shavuos, in Chutz La'aretz, Avdina, Kitarvayu, v'ipcha. We do like both of these opinions, but ipcha, we switch it around. We do the what was brought here second, we do first. What was brought first, we do second. Barash Hashanah, we read, Bachodesh Hashvi, Umaftirin, Habenyaki, the Ephraim. The Yeshomim, we read, Rashem Pokadet Sarah, Umaftirin, Bechano. So in the nowadays, the Ikitre Yomi, we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Yumakama, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we read, Ki Yeshomim, which is Hashem Pokadet Sarah. And Lamachar, the next day, we read about the Akedah, Bahalakim Nisad Abraham. Umaftirin, the maftaftor is having accurately Ephraim. Okay. B'yom HaKippurim, we read Acharei Mos, which is talks about the Avodah Yom HaKippurim. Umaftirin, Kiko Amar, Ram Vinisa. Uvemincha, we read Korban Ba'arayas. Last week's parasha, 2 weeks ago parasha. Umaftirin, B'yona, famous Maftir Yona. Now, since we mentioned this Haftorah of Kiko Amar Hashem Ram V'Nisa, the great and exalted God, that's what the Pasuk is talking about over there, so the Gemara interrupts with a comment of Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makom Shetamotzei Gvurasu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever you find the strength of God, Atamotzei Andes Anuso, you find His humility. There is a curse of a Torah, it's written in the Torah, Vishonri B'Nevi'im, it's repeated in the Navi, U'Mishulash, a third time, B'Ksuvim, in the Ksuvim, so it's Tanakh. Kosovat Torah, the Pasuk says in the Torah, Ki Hashem Elokeichem, Hu Elokei HaElokim, Ba'adonai HaAdonim, HaKel HaGadol HaGibor HaNirah, Asher Lo Yisah Panim Lo Yikach Shochad. Hashem is almighty, all-powerful, all-great. The next Pasuk says, Oseh Mishpa Yosno Ba'amana Bo'ev Ger, Latet Lo Lechem V'Simla. The next Pasuk says, but even though Hashem is so great, He still takes care of the widow and the orphan. Shoni ben Neviim, it's repeated in the Neviim. Ko amar Ram v'nisa shechein ad v'kadosh, Hashem is exalted and great and high and everything else. Luksim basvei, and then the pasuk says, Ves deka daka u'shfa ruach l'chayot ruach shfalim. Hashem picks up the downtrodden. So whatever you see is greatness. It means Hashem's great, and he forgets about the people who are downtrodden. No. Talks about his greatness, and in the same pasuk, or in the very next pasuk, it talks about Hashem worries about everyone, especially the downtrodden. Mishurash miksuvim dichsiv. Solu l'rocha barabos bakashma b'ilzu l'fonav. Uksim basrei avi yisomim v'dayin almanos. Hashem is writing and great and this and that, but he still cares about the orphans and the widows. Okay, continuing with our regularly scheduled program. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, first day of Sukkot, Karim, B'Parshas Mo'adah Shebetoras Kohanim. We read from the Parshas Mo'adah in Vayikra. U'maftir hinei Yom Bal Hashem. Va'idna, nowadays, the Iketrei Yom, it is 2 days of, first days of Sukkot, turns into two in Chutz La'aretz. L'macha, the next day, Mikra Hanami Karina. They read the same thing on the second day as they read on the first day. Hafturei Mayim Maftirin, what's the Haftarah? Va'ikaleru El HaMelech Shlomo. The rest of the sukkah is Karim b'Karbanos HaChag. We read from the Karbanot of the Chag. Every day they brought a different Karban. Yom Tov HaAcharon Shel Sukkis, which we call Shmini Atzeres, Karim Kol HaBachor, Mitzvot V'Chukim U'Bachor. Kol HaBachor, which contains within it Mitzvot and Chukim, and talks about the Bachor. U'Maftir in the Haftorah is Ahi Kechalos Shlomo. Lemacha, the next day in Chutz La'aretz is called Simchas Torah. Korin v'zosa bracha, right? We finish the Torah with zosa bracha. U'maftirin v'yamod Shlomo. That's not what we do. I think we start Yerushua. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Shabbos shechal yos b'cholo shalmoi ben b'pesach ben b'sukkis cholomoi. Shabbos cholomoi pesach and sukkis. Mikra karina we read re'eyata. That's what we read. Afturei b'pesach, but they have the same kriya. But Haftorah is different. Afturim v'Pesach ha'atzamos ha'yaveshos, the dry bones, v'chesko. But v'sukkis, v'yol ba'gog, ba'gog u'mogog. V'chanukah we read b'nasiyim, u'maftirim b'neros de Zachariah. Now Chanukah is how many days? 8 days. So in theory you can have, we only have Haftorah obviously on Shabbos Chanukah, but in theory you could have two Shabbos Chanukahs. The first or second day of Chanukah. Hold on, first day? First day is Chanukah Shabbos. The Mikvah Shnei Shabbosos, if you have two Shabbosos in Chanukah, Kamaisa, the first one you read Beneros of Zechariah, and Basraisa, Beneros of Shlomo. Yeah. Am I going too fast? Are you okay?
You read that one last.
It's fast, but it's all, you know, unless you're going to go open up the Chumash and take a nice good look at each one of the Parshios, each one is the Kriya that we read on the
various Chanukah.
That one line, V'im Miklai, if it turns out, Shtei Shabbosos, if it falls out two Shabbosos in Chanukah, right, because 8 days, the first day and last day can be Shabbos. Kamaisa, the first Shabbos, the Haftorah is going to be Beneros of Zechariah, and Basraisa is going to be Beneros of Shlomo. B'Purim, we read B'Yavu HaMalek. B'Rosh HaChadashim, we read B'Rosh HaShechem. Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh with a special Haftorah, V'Hoya Midei Chodesh B'Chodsho. Chal Yos B'Echa B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Sunday, Me'etma, the day before Shabbos, Erev Rosh Chodesh, Maftirin, V'Yerv Lo Yehonos, Mocha Chodesh, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. That's what we do. Amar Rav Huna, Rosh Chodesh Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Av falls on Shabbos, Maftirin, Chodshechem U'moadechem Son and Nafshi Hayu Alai LeTorach. Your Rosh Chodesh, your Yontif, I hated it. It was a burden for me. That's what God said, right? That's right before Tisha B'Av. That's two Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. What does it mean? My, what does the pasuk mean when it says Hayu Alai LeTorach? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Lodayim Hem LeYisrael. It's not enough for those Jews. Shechotin lefanai, that the Jews sinned before me, says Hashem. Ele shematrichen, oh, see, they burdened me. Leidah to know, ezog zera kosha avi aliyam. What terrible decree will I have to bring upon them? B'tishabav gufei mai maftir. Yeah.
What is, when it says in Pasuk, Allah the Torah literally mean?
It is, for me, a burden. Where it says the burden is that we, when Jews don't act properly, so it's as if they're forcing Hashem to punish them. Hashem doesn't like punishing Jews. Father doesn't like to punish his son. Doesn't like to give his son a smack. B'tishba gufei mayim afterinan amarav echa haisa lezono. We don't do that. Mikra mai. What do they read? Tanya. Acherim omrim. Others say imlo tishmuli. Rabbi Nos and Rabbi Yosef omer ad anayina tuni ha'amazeh. How long will this nation upset me? Omer abaye ha'idna. No, I'm sorry. V'yesha omrim ad mosa le'edda ha'ro'a azos. How long will this wicked congregation go? Omer abaye ha'idna. Nowadays, no galma the minhag ha'olam. The customary practice in the world is lemikri to read from ki solid banim umaftirin asof asifur. Okay, I'm continuing. I hope you're with me. Everyone, come back and join.
Shmuel's gonna be upset.
The ma'amados, they read from my separations. Minani mili. How do you know why by the ma'amados you're davening for the korbanos to be accepted by Hashem? Why are you reading my separations? I'm Rabbi Ami il mole ma'amados. If not for the ma'amados and the korbanos that are represented by those ma'amados. Lonis kaimush mayim v'aretz. There would be no heaven and earth. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, imlo brisi yomam v'layla. If not for my covenant of day and night, chukos mayim v'aretz lo samti. If not for basically the Torah, I would not have created the world. Says Hashem, the world exists for Torah. Uksiv, the pasuk says, v'yomar Hashem elokim. Avram says to Hashem, b'ma eda ki yirashana. How do I know that I'm going to inherit the land? Amar Abraham l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abraham says to God, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Shema. Maybe Chas V'Shalom, Chas V'Shalom Yisrael, Chotim L'fanecha. My children, the Jews, will sin before you. Ba'ata Osolam Kedor HaMabu, Kedor HaFlaga. And you do them like you did to the Dor HaMabu, or the Dor HaFlaga. Amar Lo Olam, says Hashem, no. Amar L'fanav, Abraham responded to God, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Bama Eda. How do I know? Omar lo, Hashem responded, is a psukim chali egla mishul ashes, take three calves. Omar the fun of, ribono shel olam, pain of, that's good, bizman shebeis mikdash kayam. Hashem was basically responding that by taking the animals, Abraham, Hashem was showing Abraham that there's something called karbanos, and when the Jews sin, they bring karbanos, and Hashem forgives them. And you have to do tshuva, it doesn't work without tshuva, but you do tshuva, you bring karbanos, and Hashem forgives us. So that's what Hashem was hinting by the Brisbane of Asarim when he told Aaron to take the animals and cut them up. So, Amar, the fun of third wide line. Abraham says to God, Ribbono shel Olam, Master of the World, Tainach, that's good, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, we have Korbanos. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Matei Aleihem. What's going to happen to the Jews when there is no temple? Amar lo, Kvar Tikanti Lehem, say their Korbanos. Says Hashem, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring Korbanos, but you can say Korbanos at the beginning of davening. Kozman Shekorin Ban, when the Jews recite Korbanos, Ma'ale Ani Aleihen, I consider it upon them Ki'ilu, as if, Ma'grivin Lefanai Korban, as if they actually sacrificed the Korban in front of me, U'mochel Ani Al Kol Avonosehem, and I forgive them for all their Averas. I'm continuing. We'll be off tomorrow. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, you're off. You do lots of Chazara. And Sunday, Lineder, we make a Siyam and we make Mizonos. Okay.
Great.
B'taniyos, the Kriya is Brachos of Klolos. The aim of Sikim B'Klolos. And we said, you'll see this week's Parsha, even if you were going to be in a big young Israel, where they, you know, split the seven Aliyahs into 17 Aliyahs, you don't split up the, well, let's see. Generally, let's see what the Mishnah, we'll soon see what the Mishnah is talking about. But it seems like you don't split up the klolos into different aliyahs. The Tochacha doesn't get split up. Minani mili, how do you know this? Amar Ruchia bar Gamda, Amar Rabbi Asi, the Amar Kral. The Pasuk says, Musar Hashem bini al timas. My son, do not timas, do not despise the Musar of Hashem. The Tochacha is the Musar, Hashem is giving us Musar. You have to behave, keep all the mitzvahs all the time. Reish Lakish Amar, a different reason. Lepisha ain't Omri Bracha La Peronus. You don't make a bracha on the part of the Torah that has in it the troubles that Chas V'Shalom can, and in fact did, befall the Jews when they don't act properly. Ela Hechi Ovid, so how do you do it? Tana, the Brisa says, Kshu Matchil, when you start reading the Pesukim about the Peronus, the clothes, Matchil B'Pasuk Shelifneim, you start, the Aliyah starts a Pasuk, or or a few psukim before the klalos. Ukshu mesayim, mesayim b'pasuk shel achareihan. Basically, right, you start before and you end after. You don't do it in the middle, and you don't even do it at the beginning and the end. You have to start with a few regular psukim, and you end with a few regular psukim. At least one on each end. Okay. Number Abaye. So is this relevant to this week's parasha? Abaye lo shanu elabu klolos shebetoras kohanim. Yes, it is. But this is only relevant to the klolos that are in Sefer Vayikra. In this week's parasha, parasha's Bichul Gozai. Aba klolos shebemishnah Torah, but the curses that appear in Mishnah Torah, Sefer Devarim. That's important. It's important to know that Torah's Kohanim is Vayikra and Mishnah Torah is Devarim. There's also a Mishnah Torah by the Rambam, but that's not this Mishnah Torah. About Klolo, she had a Mishnah Torah, it's Parshas Kisavo, the Tochach over there, Posek. There you're allowed to make aliyahs. I don't think we do that, but you're allowed to. My time, what's the difference between the Tochach in Vayikra and the Tochach in Dvarim? So it happens to Agav, by the way. The Ramban says that the Vayikra is talking about Churban Bayis Rishon, and Kisavo is talking about Churban Bayis Sheni. Okay, but that's not what our Gemara is in the Scott, that's the Ramban. You can look at the Ramban. Beautiful Ramban. Amar Abai, Lo Shanu Elabuk Klolos Shemitaras Kohan, and this only refers to the Klolos that are in Sefer Vayikra. Aval Klolos Shemitaras Torah, Posek, there you're allowed to have aliyahs and interruptions. My time, why? Halalo Beloshin Rabim Amuros, O Moshe Mipiaguro Omron, the ones that we're going to read this week in Sefer Vayikra. They're said Beloshin Rabim, in plural, and Moshe said them in the name of God. They come out, I will do X, I will do Y, I will do Z. The I referring obviously to Hashem. That's how the Tochach is presented in this expression, in Bichul Kosai. However, Vahalalu, but in Sefer Dvarim, B'Loshin Yachid Amuros, it's said in Loshin Yachid, not Loshin Rabim. And Moshe Mipi Atzma Amar. Moshe said a kilu on his own. Moshe, this is what Hashem is going to do to you. Now, what does it mean Moshe said it on his own? Everywhere the Torah comes from God. So Tosis says, Moshe me'atzmo omram, first white line in Tosis, it's maybe the smallest Tosis in Shas. Tosis says, uveruach HaKodesh, right? Moshe didn't make it up, Torah is Torah, but Moshe said it, beruach HaKodesh. A little bit more. Levi barbuti hava kari, become a gam game. Kamei derav huna, ba'aruri. Levi barbuti was reading and he was stuttering or mumbling.
Stuttering.
Megam game is okay. I take it back. Look at Rashi. Rashi translated Megam game. Kara otan bimarutza uvakoshi. He read it very fast and bikoshi. It was difficult for him to read. It was hard for him to read the. Okay, in front of the kami de Rav Huna, in front of Rav Huna, but aruri by the arurim, this is the curses. Amar lo, Rav Huna said to him, Akinavshach. Akinavshach means stop making aliyah. You know, let someone else read this part. Why lo shenu ela klalos shevetoras kohanim? It's only the klalos that appear in Sefer Vayikra that you're not allowed to stop, and that is hard to read. About Mishnah Torah, posik, but the ones in Mishnah Torah are not as heavy as the ones in Vayikra. Again, because they're loshen yachid, because they're said from Moshe's perspective, not God's perspective, and therefore you can make an aliyah. And if it's too hard for you to read it, stop and let someone else continue. He was reading in Sefer Dvarim, so that's what Rashi says about Aruri b'Mishnah Torah. The Aruri in the Sefer Dvarim, therefore don't stop, let someone else take over. Oh, you're not allowed to stop? No, it's only Vayikra you're not allowed to stop. In Dvarim, you are allowed to stop. We will stop here.